Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Ray Reisdorf, and we're joined by two familiar guests from the Manufacturer and Business Association, Tracy Daggett, Manager of Professional Development Training Services, and Jezri Friend, Vice President of the MBA. Welcome, Tracy and Jezri. It's great to have you both on the program once again.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
As most of us know that are familiar with the MBA, the Manufacturer and Business Association is our area's leader in professional development, and you offer a wide range of training and events to area employers and their employees. One of those events is the MBA's second annual Leadership Summit set for Thursday, April 25th at the MBA Conference Center in Erie. The MBA Leadership Summit is going to be a unique training experience for MBA members. Jezri, tell us more about this exciting program.
So what's so unique is we're doing this year just a little bit different than last year. Had a really great response to last year's Leadership Summit, where we focused on kind of your key leadership team within your organization, your company. Last year, we did a series of panels. This year, we decided to make it a lot more fine-tuned focused. And our topic this year deals with something called EOS. It's the Entrepreneurial Operating System. A lot of companies in the area, really all over the country, but a lot of our members have already began to utilize this. That's had a really great success with it. And so we wanted to make it more available to our members who may not be as familiar or might just need to get some refresher courses on some of the latest techniques.
Tracy, why is leadership training so important in today's workplace?
Well, we are strong believers that we feel that without good, successful leadership, that the employees in the organization will, you know, they won't know what to follow, where to go, what the culture is like, what their goals are like. It is really going to be hinged upon that communication from someone that is in that leadership position. And leadership training here at the MBA is not only the exciting things that we're going to do during the summit with the EOS strategies. We also really kind of focus on the soft skills of leadership training and engaging with people and getting your staff to be more engaged in a common goal.
Jezri, the next couple of questions are directed at you. What are some of the highlights of this second annual conference?
Yeah, something unique we're going to do is after Tim Tannert's portion, which will be the bulk of the Leadership Summit, we're going to have a very unique executive panel discussion made up exclusively of different MBA members who are in different levels of implementing the EOS system for themselves. And that's going to include Wendy DeArmond from Networking Technologies, John DeArmond from Channel Lock, no relation, I'm told, Megan Kinter from Lecom Behavioral Health, and Tim Barnhart from SMG Industries in Northeast. So all local people within the Western PA footprint. But that's going to be something where they're going to be talking about best practices, where they've learned. And what's really unique is some of them have just started that process, while others have already finished it.
And continuing with Jezri, tell us about this year's keynote speaker, Tim Tannert, and the transformative EOS for strategic business planning, inspired by the influential book Traction.
What's great is everyone who attends the summit will get a copy of the book Traction by Gino Wickman, very popular leadership book. I encourage you, if you don't make the summit, you should buy the book. It's amazing. But in addition, all the participants will also be receiving the workbook and some supplementary materials to go along with it. Tim Tannert, extraordinary guy, really impressive. The guy was the chief operating officer of two different large organizations, grew it, sold it, started another one. Now he's at the point where he gives back to a lot of organizations and trying to help them with their success. And he has done all this utilizing the different aspects that's within EOS.
And Tracy, back to you for this one. Who should plan to attend this year's Leadership Summit?
I think that's what makes this event unique. There is a lot of our memberships maybe believe that a lot of our training is more geared to middle management, which that's true, it is. But this event really takes that to the next level, where we're targeting the executive level of leadership, people that may be in specific roles that are guiding projects, and they're a little bit more on the end of being more strategic in how they plan these projects out. So it's more for that more executive levels of people that are guiding some of these projects.
Is there anything else participants that want to attend the conference need to know, Jezri?
Anything else they need to know is, if they want their organization to all be headed in the same direction and increase their efficiencies, this is for them.
What's the best way to learn more and register for the second annual Leadership Summit at the MBA?
As always, you can go to our website, mbausa.org, and scroll down under our services section to the Leadership Summit. And on that webpage, you will learn a lot more about our speaker, about what to expect, as well as being able to register for the event. I will say space is limited and we do have capacity limits, so it will be on a first come, first serve basis. If it's something you're interested in, you're going to want to sign up as quick as you can.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be another great signature event at the Manufacturer and Business Association. Gentlemen, before we close, is there anything else you'd like to add about the second annual Leadership Summit to be held on Thursday, April 25th at the MBA Conference Center in Erie?
I would think that this summit is vital for people in those positions that are guiding these projects that would like to have a little bit more of a structured approach to it by using the information through Traction through our speaker. I think it's going to provide them with a lot of tools to take back to the organization and help some of these projects take on a life of their own and be a little bit more, hopefully, successful for our member companies.
Thanks again to our guests today from the Manufacturer and Business Association, Tracy Daggett, Manager of Professional Development Training Services, and Jezri Friend, Vice President of the MBA. This is Ray Reisdorf for Business Today with the MBA. Thanks for listening and have a great afternoon, everyone.